When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hi there. Welcome.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. You've stumbled upon our beauty podcast. My name is Jessica.
I'm Jen. Hi, everyone.
Thanks for coming back. If you are a return listener, if you're a new listener, it's so nice to have you.
Hi, welcome to the fun. We took a little week off there for the Thanksgiving break here in the US. How was your Thanksgiving? Are you thankful for me? Thanks.
I'm very thankful for you. Very thankful for our listeners.
It wasn't a leading question, was it?
No. Can you imagine? I was like, nah. Yes, very thankful. Lots to be thankful for. It was a quiet one here at the ranch, but it was good.
Yeah. Now I'm actually deep in
What about yours?
Hanukkah right now, by the time you guys listen to this, Hanukkah will be over. So the Sullivan household, the Sullivans, that's right. A Jewish family with the name Sullivan. You know us. We've been doing Hanukkah every night. I actually got Eric 8 presents. So we're on night.
Oh my God.
I forget what night this is, but yeah. Festival of lights and all. And to celebrate the holiday season, which continues obviously all the way through the end of the year. We got a
Hanukkah so early this year. Happy Hanukkah, Jen.
Yeah, I don't really understand how the Hebrew calendar works, but there you go. Thank you. Thank you for that Hanukkah wish. We got a great episode planned for all of you. That's our gift to you this Hanukkah season. Sorry, I don't know. Go ahead. What are we talking about, Jess?
What are we talking about? I feel like we haven't recorded fresh in a while. So I feel like I've got to
get... Week, yeah.
I know. Remember when we used to like record with wine?
Yeah, what happened to that?
I don't know. I feel like we used to make a little party of it.
You know why? Because we were always doing like a 6:30 recording right after work. Like we had the full-time 9-to-5-er jobs. Well, 9-to-6-er. And now it's like whenever we can squeeze in the hour between the daycare pickups and the jobs and the at-home.
Yeah, now it's catch as catch can.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, right now it's 12:30. I'm not about to pop open the wine, but you're doing the news in case you forgot. So that'll be fun.
I know, but I'm kind of not off this wine thing. I still feel like we should bring it back.
All right.
I think we should make FM a little bit more of a party vibe sometimes.
Well, we do have a special holiday episode coming up at the end of the year. I think that we'll bring wine to that one.
Oh God, yes. And I have something fun I want to do for
that's
it. So I need to get
guys,
on that.
Yeah. Okay. But for this episode, okay. Jess is doing the news. About. Then we're talking about fake nails. I got a little mini, little history for you, a little documentary, and then also some experiences I've been having with faux press-on nails. We'll raise a wand. We have a listener raise a wand, and then we'll send you on your merry way.
Okay. Yeah. So let's get to the news. I'm very excited about my my end of year surprise. I'm making some notes for myself. Okay. All right. Let's get on that party vibes. All All right. Some news for you. Some news headlines. Now, Machine Gun Kelly. Jen, I really want to know your thoughts on Machine Gun Kelly, because I don't think you and I have ever really discussed
him. No, we haven't. You think he's cute, right?
Oh, maybe, then you could tell why I wanted to discuss him.
I think he's really hot. I know you do. I don't get it. He's all tattooed. Feels more like someone I would be into.
I think he's great.
A little skinny for my taste, but yes. Actually, I'm sorry. It's all body positivity and acceptance here at Fat Mascara. He doesn't do it for me. He's a beautiful man. There you go.
I think he's beautiful. Well, he just launched a nail polish line called Undone Lacquer, of course, with as few vowels as possible. He spoke to our pod friend, Kirby Johnson. She is the co-host of Los Angeles. She was doing a piece for Allure. He talked about his line. You can go check out her piece for Allure online. But he was saying that a lot of his music is probably not anymore as much for introverts, but a lot of his music was for introverts, for the people scared to be vulnerable. And basically the nail polish that he wore was a real conversation starter. He said he went to the counter when he went to go get a coffee and the guy was like, wow, your nails are so beautiful. And the nail polish basically makes you want to be open in conversation. So I thought that was really a nice tidbit that she got out of him. You know, you don't really hear about when guys wear, I guess when not too many men have started nail polish lines. I mean, Harry Styles did.
No, there's AJ McLean. He has a line.
Backstreet Boy?
Yes, Ava Dean. Then remember Lil Yachty, we talked about earlier this year.
Yeah.
His is called Creep, okay. And it had like the designs and stuff. It's like a weird mini trend happening with the guys.
There's definitely a trend. And I just hadn't heard that sentiment of it being like an icebreaker for introverted guys.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was really nice. So anyway, I loved it. Okay. In beauty business news, the Swiss dermatology company Galderma has just bought the California-based company Elastin. So Elastin was founded in 2015 and they make skincare products. So we've mentioned them on the show before. Now, the financials have not been disclosed, but Elastin is doing very well. They have a growth rate of 106% between 2016 and 2020, according to Galderma. And
it's like we're turned into Bloomberg.
I know. I just picture myself in front of a screen wearing like a gray, you know.
This is so businessy. Okay, keep going.
Listen, this is beauty business news. And Galderma, if you're...
Oh, do you want a corner?
Yes. I've just claimed a corner.
Business corner.
I've claimed a corner.
Jess has a corner.
It's next to the Animal House. And Galderma owns Restylane, Dysport, Cetaphil, and Proactive, among other brands. Now, speaking of Proactive, this is very interesting. Proactive, when you think about Proactive, what do you think of, Jen?
It was their cleanser with the micronized benzoyl peroxide, because there's very few benzoyl peroxide cleansers at a low percentage like that, was the thing that got rid of my adult acne. Not the whole system, just the cleanser. So I am all about Proactive. I thought that product was unique.
Okay, well, you might want to keep some of your bottles for as museum pieces, because Proactive is changing their name and they are no longer going to be synonymous with acne. The company's new name, according to Women's Wear Daily, is going to be Alchemy. And that's Alchemy spelled A-L-C-H-E-M-E.
Oh, wow. I wonder how Alchemy, the Switzerland brand, feels about that.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Go on.
So the products are going to focus no longer just on acne. They will still address acne, but they're going to expand into other chronic skin conditions like hyperpigmentation, like eczema, and dermatitis. They're going to offer complete skincare regimens for all of those.
Yeah, that's their thing. Yeah, with the subscription base and the three-step and all that. They know what they're doing with that. Those products work.
Really smart. So I am interested to see how it's going to shake out, but I'm also really interested that beauty brands are starting to look at these kind of dermatological, the kind of more like, oh, you know, I don't want to say the less glamorous, but like the real problem solution issues versus like, how can you make me look like I have glowy skin, or more kind of quote unquote anti-aging issues? because I think this is where a lot of the business is growing. I think about a brand like Topicals, which when, you know, that came out, now they're doing so well. And it was about making problem skin kind of cool. So I think that, you know, this is just kind of a space to watch. So very interesting. Okay. Linda Wells, the founding editor of Allure and also past Fat Mascara guest.
I just saw her 2 weeks ago at a party.
She's out and about and she's got a new gig. She is now the beauty and wellness columnist of Airmail, which is the digital sort of magazine founded by Graydon Carter. Her column is going to be running bi-weekly with every other Saturday. And I just cannot wait to read it. It starts in December. And as we're recording this, it's not up yet because there hasn't been a Saturday in December. But hopefully we will have more to share.
I feel confident that we can suggest that you will like reading this, having not read any of it. Her editor's letters for Allure for years, each was a mini essay. Each was so thoughtful. I love her take on beauty. So I'm excited to see
what she writes. Her voice has been so missing in the industry really since.
Ooh, I just had an idea that I should do like a beauty newsletter and column roundup of like how all of these great beauty writers have dispersed across the interwebs. Maybe that's for a future episode. Linda, Airmail, got it. We'll put a link to Airmail so you could sign up if you want to get her column or see her column.
I'm so excited. And then finally, do you want to smell some really fantastic wood?
Why is it giving me the giggles?
I don't know. What are you thinking about?
Sure, Jess. Tell me about the fantastic wood.
If you're anywhere near Berkeley, California, I want you to go get in the car and check out perfumer Mandy Aftel, who is really one of the most brilliant minds in fragrance. She has a museum called the Aftel Archive of Curious Scents. This woman is a genius, okay? She is a perfumer herself, but also a collector of scents. She founded this museum, and by the way, it was closed for COVID, and now it's COVID safe. It's safe for outdoor smelling, okay? She's done all of the protocols. She has an agarwood oud exhibit. And what is agarwood? It was called the wood of the gods, and it was prized because of its long-lasting, beautiful aroma. And it's got a very animalic, leathery, fruity scent. And she has all of these different, like ancient agarwoods that you can smell. And has like lots of history, mythological history. It was used in death rituals. It was used by the ancient Egyptians. It was used in there's stories and mythology with agarwood. It's super fascinating. So go check it out if you're anywhere in that area. Please report back if you do. I would love to hear some firsthand stories since I can't go and check it out. But she sent me some photos of what's in the exhibit. One, oh, and by the way, the global trade in agarwood oud is $7 billion a year because it's that coveted. And it's also an endangered,
like business corner, Jess, giving you the stats you
need. And it's an endangered, I don't want to say species, it's an endangered wood right now. Like it's so precious and rare. So to have the opportunity to go and see this wood and smell it is just a real treat. But when she described one of the pieces of wood, she said it's initially cooling, followed by a deep sweetness that is stoic and not cloying, and reminiscent of a Zen monk. You tell me.
Do you know my perfume? Japanese agarwood from Lisa Hoffman. That's a way better way to describe it. Cooling, and then it has this Zen quality about it. Yeah.
How special of a trip would this be if you're into fragrance? So it's a small museum, but I don't know. I just think these kind of experiences are not really, they're not around the corner. You're not going to do this every day. So go check it out and have a conversation with Mandy. She is such a special woman. So check it out. And that is the news this week.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra.
I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
right, Jess, I wanted to talk about faux nails, fake nails, glue-on nails, press-on nails. I've been wearing these a lot, and they were awesome during Thanksgiving because, first of all, I got a lot of compliments because it looked like I had a gorgeous gel manicure. But then, you know, what I do on Thanksgiving? Stick my hands in the soapy water. I'm helping everybody wash dishes. And they stay on through that. But even if they, whoa, I'm not ruining an entire like gel manicure that I spent $60 on, you know, if a nail falls off, I soak them off or I just, you know, and it's fine. Like they're, you can put them back on. The new ones are reusable. So I was thinking about it and I was like, this is such a weird thing. Cause I saw somebody's face when I said they were fake and they were looking at me like, oh yeah, fake nails. Like what a weird concept. So I wanted to do a little bit like sleuthing. Like who got this idea? Let's glue pieces of stuff onto our nails. So weird. So the idea of artificial nails goes all the way back to the Ming Dynasty of China. Noblewomen wore very long artificial nails. This makes perfect sense to me. It's a status symbol. Like a tan was for Chanel in the 30s. Tans was for laborers, but whatever. If you have long nails, you can't do manual labor. Well,
I guess it meant like you were traveling. So
this was
a lady, a jet set.
Exactly. Type. And then, you know, there's Egypt, there's history there that shows that they wore artificial nails. Now, I could not find proof on this, but I will tell you a lot of digital journalists keep repeating this one line that's in the Wikipedia for artificial nails. I want this to be true, but here's what it is. In early 19th century Greece, sometimes they say 18th century, upper class women wore empty pistachio shells over their nails, like glued on.
It's so funny.
To start the trend of nail shells. I could not find proof of this, but I did find that pistachios, there's a species of them that was red, like the shells used to be red. So it makes sense to me. I found one book that might mention it. It might be fake news, guys, but let's just pretend because that's a really just a fun fact. Pistachio nails.
That's really funny.
I love that. Anyway.
Yeah, red pistachios. That's really funny.
It got modernized in the 50s. There was this dentist, Dr. Fred Slack. He cut his thumbnail. So he was working and he was making veneers and stuff. And he sort of patented the first, what we think of as artificial nail. He used aluminum foil and dental acrylic and made this platform he fixed onto the nail. But then, you know, that took off and became acrylics that you paint on. But these nails that are their own nail that you glue on, in the 70s, someone named Nan Liang Milan trademarked True Nails, which I think from all my research that I've done are the first press-on, where it was like a sticky adhesive tab that you pressed onto your nail, peeled off, and then put on the nail. And they were called True Nails. But I think, it depends on your age, but I think that when they really got mass appeal was with Lee press-on nails.
They press on in seconds. No glue, no mess. Simply press on Lee Super Stick tabs. Then press on Lee press-on nails. That's all. So press on Lee press-on nails in natural and glamour lengths and a variety of sizes for a quick, easy fit. Press on.
I feel so warmed.
I know how much you love nostalgia and like vintage ads and stuff. So I thought you would like listening to that. What'd you think?
I'm just like, first of all, I love the woman's voice. I just don't think people have voices like that anymore. Like that voice went away.
Isn't that funny? Like voices get trendy. I mean? Yeah. Like, you listen to like movies from the 40s and you're like, did everybody talk like this in the 40s?
Well, where did that voice go? Like where do things,
you know,
I need to meet someone with that voice.
Trends come and go. Do you love the glamour lengths?
They were called glamour lengths.
Yes, I did pick up the glamour lengths.
I don't know. There's something so wonderful about.
I know you have a strong nostalgia for 80s era beauty stuff. So that ad was from 1985. Yeah. A couple years before that is when Lee press-ons came on the market and they were like these True Nails that I told you about. But that I think is when it really took off. But then, you know, it went out of favor. Do you remember like a time when it was tacky tacky to have fake nails, right?
Yeah, you know, totally. It was tacky to have fake nails, but it was also like, yeah, there was a thing and then it was tacky. And I guess it became tacky, I think, like in the 90s.
Yeah, the late 90s and the early aughts, you didn't see them at all. I remember I might have been working at Cosmo Girl. I don't remember where I was working, but Dita Von Teese came out with fake nails around 2010, 2011. And it was the first time I had been hearing about them again in the beauty world. And obviously I was a beauty journalist. So like if it was a trend, I'd be early to it. And I remember first thinking like, oh, like so
cheesy in a way, but Dita Von Teese was like glamorous and so sure. And they've sort of like pittered along and like a couple more lines came out. But then maybe 2-3 years ago, it just exploded. There are all sorts of fake nails now.
I'm kind of thinking like, was it about, you know, I was so young then, so I don't think I was looking at it from any kind of like analytical point of view, but it was about fake nails. I wonder if it was something that more working women had because they could kind of stand up to, I mean, there's something really practical about fake nails. Like,
oh yeah. And if one pops off while you're working like, the cash register or whatever, you just put another one on that night.
Or typing. And like, there's something really practical, as like you were saying before, like you're washing dishes, you're just going about your life. But then there's also like real glamour to it. And then as we know, there was a backlash to that really glamorous 80s
look. Well, also what happened around this time period that I looked into in the late 90s, early aughts is the corner nail salon market really took off. So back in the earlier 90s, you couldn't find a manicure on any strip mall for, you know, $10, $15. It wasn't like that. And then it became so accessible that I think a lot of people were more likely to go into the corner nail salon and get a set of gels or acrylics, you know, because it was so easy to get them. But I think in doing that, people forgot the like ease of the press-on and in fact, like the cheapness of it. Because if you go to get a set like of dips, powders, acrylics, glues, you could go into all of it.
Yeah.
$40 at least. But here in New York, you're talking about 60, 80 sometimes for like the good Japanese powder dip gel. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So for those of you who are like liking the look, but you know, ready to dabble again? I feel like there's people out there like, fake nails, really? I've been using so many of them. Faciles, the first that like I got back. No, actually Impress. Remember Impress? It's owned by Kiss, I believe. Those are like $6 or $7 at the mass retailers. They're great. And the thing that makes them really look natural, as I've been testing all these different ones, is you cannot just put it on after you size out the right size. You have to file it down. You really do. Because not only do you...
What if you're a bad filer? Because I'm a bad filer.
But that's the thing, because it's plastic. Like, it's kind of hard to mess up. You just have to have a very gentle hand. But a lot of them still have that little nubbin on the top of the nail, because when they come out of the machines that make the acrylic molds, they're like in a ring with the nail like around the ring. And they... pop them off and put them into the box. But sometimes you still have that little piece in the center top of the nail. So like, even if you don't want to make it shorter, I really recommend filing them just with a regular emery board. You don't even need a fancy glass one. It's a soft acrylic, like resin plastic. So you can reshape them. And what I was doing was sort of also making them not as symmetrical because they're so perfect, like little chiclets. You know, so on purpose, I was sort of like filing one side a little bit more like I would if I wasn't a great manicurist. So like for someone like you, that's like, it'd be easy to do that, right? Just, you don't have to make them even.
I'm really bad at nails.
No, it just makes
it
makes it look more natural though, actually being bad at it with this.
I'm just going to be real with you. I'm probably not going to do it because I can mess up everything.
Okay. Well, I have found the Impress to be really
easy. You'll probably look good with it. Well,
you know, I'm crafty.
Yeah, you're Jen's crafty with stuff like this. I still probably would mess it up. But
the Faciles is another good brand. Those are about $22 a set and they have gorgeous, gorgeous patterns. That's the other thing. It's like ready-made nail art, you know, because you can already have the patterns are already on there. And then Olive and June came out with the $10 sets. And all of these now come in like 3 lengths. But honestly, for me, even the short lengths are still sometimes too long for typing. And the thumbs. How do people have long thumbnails and use their phone?
I said that to somebody the other day. It was somebody with really long nails. And I was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, but how can you even like do anything? And like, she just looked at me. She was like, if you have long nails, like you just like adjust your light. And I was like, okay.
I've watched and like they hit the phone with like the pad of the side.
Yeah.
It's an impressive skill that I don't have. So I've been filing them down. Yeah. And I also thought what was cool as a new product is Olive and June came out with a removing set. So with the glue, if you do just like 2 dots of glue, you could treat it almost like a temporary nail and then just pop them off and not damage your nail. That's not going to hold up to the washing the dishes when, you know, that's when you want to put glue all over the back of them. If you just put the dots and pop it off, fine. But if you're wanting to remove them and you put the glue all over the back of it, you have to soak it off, you know, to get so you don't damage your nail. And Olive and June came out with a set for that. It's like tiny little like finger condoms. I don't know what else to call them. That like these little rubber things that after you know, you
put on the remover and then you soak in the little finger condoms and then they slide off much easier and use a little orange stick to get off any remnants of the glue, which has been softened. I thought that set was really good too if you get regular Insulon gels because you know how they wrap it in the foil?
Yeah.
So when I'm doing a removal of gels at home, it's hard to do your non-dominant hand with the foil and rip the foil perfectly. So you could get yourself a little set of finger condoms. Do you think Olive and June needs me as a copywriter?
I don't know. Call her. See what happens.
They were like calling it the nice remover set. And I'm like, those are finger condoms. But, or you know, my grandma used to have a little rubber like thimble. She didn't use metal thimbles when she was sewing. She used like a little finger protector. It looks like that. And it helps remove the glue.
Okay, I know that makes sense.
I really think you could do it, Jess. I mean, I know you're not a fan of the gel look anyway. You like a more natural look.
I just feel like if I'm going to spend some time like on myself, that's just probably not what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah. Well, if you guys like that look, the other thing is it gives you that plumpness of like a gel lay down, you know, because they have a little height to them.
Yeah.
Which I think can be very like, I don't know. I felt very put together.
I know what you're saying. And listen, if you like the look, try it.
So I'll put links to the Olive and June, the Impress. Those are great. Facile. And if you guys use any and like any, tell me about it. Also, if we have any historians out there, I need to dig into this pistachio nails thing. I need to find out if this is true. I want it to be true so much because wouldn't that be cool?
I like the history angle.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to raise a wand. Loving the letters, voicemails, all that. I'm going to do a letter this time.
Yes.
Actually, Jen,
I'm going to read the letter. I'm very excited about it. Yes.
Yeah. But please keep sending everything. We love hearing from you.
We do. And you know the drill. You email us at info@fatmascara.com or you can call and leave a voicemail 646-481-8182. So we got this email coming in from our listener, LaToya. She says, hello, I listen to the Fat Mascara podcast and I love it. I want to recommend Raise a Wand product from a small fragrance company called Loray and Company. They are a new brand that specializes in non-toxic room fragrances and coconut wax candles that smell divine. My favorite is the Manifest Room fragrance. Their fragrances last a long time and you only need 1 to 2 pumps. I get so many compliments on how amazing my house smells after spraying their sprays or burning their candles. And the cool thing about the brand is that it is Black owned and woman owned. And the characters of the scents are inspired by real women in the founder's family. It's certainly a brand that is on the come up. Check them out. And then she gave us the website to share with you guys. I'll put a link to on our Shop My Shelf and blog. It's Loray and Company, LORRAYCO, LorayCo.com. Kind regards, LaToya.
I love hearing about a new brand.
I love a new brand. And then I went and
a small brand.
I went and checked out the character she's talking about. They have like little illustrations. They're adorable. And the scent that she recommends, she said it was Manifest, is a eucalyptus and apple mint scent, which sounded delightful.
Okay, love eucalyptus.
Because like, apple can get too sweet, but you put in some cooling mint and eucalyptus, I feel like it would keep it really fresh. And they have like a cleanse scent, which was orange and sage, dream with tranquility of black currant. Really cute brand. So we'll put a link to that. Thank you for the Raise a Wand. I hope I did your voice justice.
I love a home scent. Love a home scent.
What are you raising a wand to this week, Jess?
Okay. I have been like so pumped about this Raise a Wand. As soon as I tried it, I was like, I cannot wait. You know, I've been stumped on Raise a Wands for like, you know, I feel like more often than not, because I want it to be good. I want it to be really good.
That is the premise.
Okay. Yeah. But it's got to be really good. I don't know. Just sometimes I've been a little dispassionate about a lot of products lately. It's if you're going to spend your money, it's got to be boom, like amazing. I tried a foundation. First of all, for me to put on foundation is like asking like me to put on like pants right now, you know, like real pants, like, you know, it's like for who, where are we going? Who are we seeing? Is this worth it? Are they worth it? You know? So that's one thing. And then like, I don't know, we talked about like, Jen, we were talking about like skin, like sometimes your skin this time of year doesn't feel great.
Yeah,
you know,
I actually, like, foundation in the winter, yeah, it feels like it's sitting on top of the dry layer sometimes.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So this foundation has to also be of the utmost quality.
Yes.
You know, everything has to like,
creaminess, sinkiness, like naturalness, all that.
Right.
What do you got for us?
Holy cow, Lisa Eldridge, you nailed it. Oh my God. Lisa Eldridge, she has come out with a foundation just called The Foundation. There's 5 billion reasons why I love Lisa Eldridge, but she doesn't like come out with products just to come out with products. She like comes out with like a product when it makes sense to her and when she's perfected it. It is the most lightweight foundation, but it covers up like it's like a medium, like weight. It's a medium coverage foundation, but it feels so light. I put it on my skin. I put a pea sized amount. Cause I'm like, I don't know how much this is going to, I didn't know what to expect. It was like, where'd it go? Flaws, you know, diffused. And it was blurred, diffused. And then I was like, I want another pea sized amount, same thing. And I was like, oh my God, is this really that good? And I just kept going, didn't bother my skin, didn't need any, you know, how some foundations, even the best ones and the best brands, there's like, you have to kind of play with it to like get the,
of course,
the kind of,
around the nose, especially.
Even out the texture of your skin and like the, you know, the creaminess, whatever.
Blend, I believe it's called blending.
This was just like, like
quick, you know, smear, like, and it still looked good.
Floating
over the skin.
It floated. I was like, is this woman joking? I didn't use a blender, a brush, nothing. Just my little hands over like just moisturized skin. I didn't prime or anything. Imagine if I did. It's awesome. It's not cheap in US dollars. She ships to the US. By the way, she says she has a lot of US customers, which doesn't surprise me. She ships to the US, $61.
And
if you want to treat yourself this holiday.
How did you find the perfect shade? Did she send you a couple since you're a beauty editor to try?
I had worked out what shade I was.
And it matched perfectly.
Yeah. So, but you can go on her site and figure out, you know, there's a lot of shades. She has a lot of shades.
Okay. Cause that's what I'm always nervous about investing in a foundation.
40 shades.
Yeah. No, but 40 shades. But that makes it even harder for me too. Cause I'm like, okay, which one's the right one for me? And obviously, you know, when you're buying online, that's the tricky part, right?
Yeah. So it's called a seamless skin is the kind of like, she has the tech. Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. It's like a cutting edge technology for seamless skin. It's neither dewy nor flat matte, but something skin like and in between.
I want some.
And apply sparingly in thin layers. Yeah, exactly. Start thin. That's what I did. And I really only used like a couple of drops, but you could probably build it up to something more intense if you wanted to, but I don't think you need it.
I love that. All right, I'm going to give that.
I'm saying I don't know everyone's skin who's like listening, but it's just not. It really is a spectacular texture.
Amazing. Well done, Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring
what you got.
Dial down the glamour. Let's talk about Wolfgang.
My little nugget.
Ooh.
My little nugget of a hairless dog.
Ooh.
Such a cutie. I have never raised a wand to these. I discovered them on Grove Collective. Remember we had them as a sponsor? Oh,
love Grove Collective.
Yes. The earth-rated compostable wipes for dogs and cats. So we don't have to wash him because he doesn't have fur, but I don't know if you've been to New York City lately.
Do you wipe his paws?
It's so gross and dirty. And then sometimes there's salt from like the street cleaners and you don't know what else they're stepping on. And I realized my house was just getting so dirty since we got a dog. So I got these. Yeah. Yes, I'm one of those pet owners now that wipes the dog's paws whenever he comes inside. And I thought that was like a normal thing. Then I found out at Thanksgiving that I'm being a little obsessive and nobody else does that. But anyway, they are biodegradable and compostable. So you can throw these in the compost bin, which I love. And they have this nice little lavender scent. And he does not lick them. Usually with a dog, you put anything on their skin, they start licking immediately. He's just so used to like getting his little paws wiped off. He doesn't lick off the cleanser. It's safe for dogs, even if they do lick it. You only need one to do like all four paws really well. And like, if you are worried about like your floors getting all dirty from your animals, they're good on cats too, safe for cats. And you get a big old box for like $9.99 and you get a ton of wipes in there. And I can't believe I haven't raised a wand before. So if you want to have clean floors and you love your little four-legged friend, earth-rated compostable wipes, raise.
That's a goodie.
Raise a wand, get your glamorous foundation, your dirt wipes for your dog, your beauty sleep. What else do you need? That's all.
No, we'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.